From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Washington, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice gives sworn public testimony before the commission investigating the September 11th attacks. We have excerpts of her testimony and analysis from Fred Kaplan. He writes the War Stories column for Slate. He joins us from the Slate offices in New York, where he's been watching Dr. Rice's testimony. Fred, welcome to the program, and give us the headline for today as you see it.
Well, I don't know about the headline. My overall impression is that Condoleezza Rice showed that she's been quite a bad national security advisor. She did not do the kinds of things that a national security advisor is supposed to do, namely coordinate the disparate strands of bureaucracy and agencies that deal with national security and to put them into a coordinated, coherent vision of what's going on.
Okay. We'll get more on you from that. First, let's say that all this is taking place in a political context. President Bush's former counterterrorism chief, Richard Clark, has made these damaging charges that he could not get the president or anyone around him to pay attention to terrorism before 9/11. Dr. Rice did spend a lot of her opening statement countering that interpretation. Several times she said that, in her view, the new Bush administration took the al-Qaeda threat very seriously. She said that the White House understood the importance of the threat from Osama bin Laden.
We also moved to develop a new and comprehensive strategy to try and eliminate the al-Qaeda network. President Bush understood the threat, and he understood its importance. He made clear to us that he did not want to respond to al-Qaeda one attack at a time. He told me he was tired of swatting flies. This new strategy was developed over the spring and summer of 2001 and was approved by the President's senior national security officials on September 4th. It was the very first major national security policy directive of the Bush administration, not Russia, not missile defense, not Iraq, but the elimination of al-Qaeda.
That's from Dr. Rice's opening testimony. She went on to say that despite a lot of evidence in mid-2001 that terrorists were planning a major attack against U.S. interests, that evidence did not point to attacks here in this country.
Most often, though, the threat reporting was frustratingly vague. Let me read you some of the actual chatter that was picked up in that spring and summer. "Unbelievable news coming in weeks," said one. "Big event. There will be a very, 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 very big uproar. There will be attacks in the near future. Troubling, yes. But they don't tell us when, they don't tell us where, they don't tell us who, and they don't tell us how."
Fred Kaplan at Slate in New York. Context and significance here.
Well, you know, very rarely does an intelligence warning give you that level of detail. There was a lot of talk about a president's daily briefing of August 6th, 2001.
Right. We're going to get on to that in a while.
Right. Okay. It was revealed for the first time that the title of this briefing was, quote, "Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States." Now, Condi Rice went to great lengths to say, well, this was just a historical document, just listing the various times historically, namely in the last 3 years, that bin Laden had attacked inside the United States. And she kept saying it was not a warning. It was not a threat warning. It was not a threat warning. And later she said, and this is a quote, "The PDB does not say the United States is going to be attacked. It says bin Laden would like to attack the United States."
Okay, let me go refer to a little bit more of her testimony. Here's the commission chair, Tom Keene, had asked her about Richard Clark's charge, very significant charge, that the president pulled him aside shortly after 9/11 and mm-hmm. asked him to look into a link between Iraq and the attacks in New York and Washington. And Richard Clark has made it clear that he thought the president was actively looking for such a link. So here's Condoleezza Rice responding to that.
I don't remember the discussion that Dick Clark relates. Initially, he said that the president was wandering the Situation Room. This is in the book, I gather. Looking for something to do, and they had a conversation. Later on, he said that he was pulled aside. So I don't know the context of the discussion. I don't personally remember it. But it's not surprising that the president would say, what about Iraq, given our hostile relationship with Iraq? And I'm quite certain that the president never pushed anybody to twist the facts.
Fred Kaplan, no one disputes that the president asked Richard Clark about an Iraq connection after 9/11. The real question seems to be whether it was simply covering all the bases or an effort to cast blame where perhaps it did not belong.
Right. Well, you know, I think that whole subject is a bit of a diversion. A couple of the people who were witnesses to that conversation, one of them disagreed with Clark's interpretation of it. But, you know, it's almost academic because it's been established over and over and over that Bush told several people, this is outlined in this new article in Vanity Fair this month as well, that he made it very clear, okay, we're going after Afghanistan, but that's phase one. Phase two is Iraq. Iraq was the subject of the Bush administration's very first National Security Council meeting in January, and was the first subject of conversation after 9/11. So talking about whether he was pulled aside or whether it was in the Situation Room, or this is a diversion. It's a disingenuous diversion.
Let me get to something that you raised earlier. This is Dr. Rice being questioned by Commissioner Richard Benveniste. He asked her about this presidential daily briefing. They refer to it as a PDB. It was presented to Mr. Bush on August 6, 2001. This is a little bit more than a month before the attacks. And while that briefing has been discussed before, Commissioner Benveniste asked Dr. Rice to reveal something that has up until now been classified, as you said, the title. Here's that exchange.
I believe the title was Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States. Mr. Benveniste, I would like to finish my point here.
I didn't know there
given
was
that
a point.
You asked me whether or not it warned of attacks.
Asked you what the title was.
You said, did it not warn of attacks? It did not warn of attacks inside the United States. It was historical information based on old reporting. There was no new threat information, and it did not, in fact, warn of any coming attacks inside the United States.
Now, Fred, later in her testimony, Dr. Rice clarified what she thought the significance of that title was.
PDB does not say the United States is going to be attacked. It says Bin Laden would like to attack the United States. I don't think you, frankly, had to have that report to know that Bin Laden would like to attack the United States.
And I'll just note that this is a nonpartisan commission, but Mr. Benveniste has held important jobs for Democratic Senate staffs in the past. Fred, explain the significance of August 6th and this exchange.
Well, let's put together a few things that Condi Rice said. Okay, there's this PDB which lists, and let's say that, yeah, it's historical instances of Bin Laden attacking inside the United States. Now, there were lots of warnings of some kind of attack about to come. Spectacular attack about to come. This was some of the chatter they were picking up. Big attack. The few of these messages which dealt with anything specifically dealt with targets overseas. However, there were lots of very vague, yes, vague as she put it, chatter, which didn't say one thing or another, domestic or overseas. So you put that, all these warnings in the summer of 01, to this memo of August saying that, hey, Bin Laden has attacked in the United States before. Here are some things. And I would guess that the person in the CIA who wrote this PDB was trying to tell the president something by headlining it, Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States. You can put, if not 2 + 2, then at least 2 + 2 + 2 together and get 6.
Fred, one of the testiest exchanges came during questioning from commission member and former Democratic Senator Bob Kerry, and he asked Dr. Rice about what President Bush meant when he said he was tired of swatting flies when it came to terrorists.
You said the president was tired of swatting flies. Can you tell me one example where the president swatted a fly when it came to Al-Qaeda? Prior to 9/11?
I think what the president was speaking to
was... What fly had he swatted?
Well, the disruptions abroad was what he was really focusing on. CIA would go after Abu Zubaydah, go after this guy, and...
Dr. Rice, we only swatted a fly once on the 20th of August, 1998. We didn't swat any flies afterwards. How the hell could he be tired?
We swatted at... I think he felt that what the agency was doing was going after individual terrorists here and there, and that's what he meant by swatting flies. It was simply a figure of speech.
Fred, then former Senator Kerry pressed Dr. Rice about why the Bush administration, like the Clinton administration before it, did not take action in response to the 2000 attack on the USS Cole, the destroyer in Yemen.
Why didn't we respond to the Cole?
Well, we...
Why didn't we swat that fly?
I believe that there's a question of whether or not you respond in a tactical sense, or whether you respond in a strategic sense, whether or not you decide that you're going to respond to every attack with minimal use of military force and go after every, and on a kind of tit-for-tat basis. By the way, in that memo, Dick Clark talks about not doing this tit-for-tat, doing this on a time of our choosing. I'm aware, Mr. Kerry, of a speech that you gave at that time that said that perhaps the best thing that we could do to respond to the Cole and to the memories was to do something about the threat of Saddam Hussein. That's a strategic view.
Fred Kaplan, is there more to this than just a clever one-upsmanship on the part of both of them?
Not much. I mean, I think Dr. Rice has a point that would there really have been a point in retaliating for the coal a year after the fact? On the other hand, she says, you know, we need to do things at a time of our own choosing. And Kerry has a point that they didn't seem to do anything, either tit for tat or at some time of their own choosing.
Do you get any sense of why it is all the elements of the intelligence picture didn't ever come together?
Yeah, because, I mean, Kerry made this other point that everybody who comes to Washington knows that the FBI and the CIA don't talk to each other. Condi Rice said that, yes, Dick Clark told me that there were al-Qaeda cells in the United States. But then she said, but what was I supposed to do about this? He didn't say I was supposed to do anything about it. Well, you know, it's her job to do something about it.
Analysis and opinion from Slate Magazine's Fred Kaplan. You can read more from Fred later today at Slate. Fred, thanks very much for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.